Yeah, it's changed dramatically in the last 20 minutes to half an hour. Certainly, the pro-Gaddafi forces do appear to be fighting back. We're, as I told you, very, very close to the Bab al-Azizia complex. We're only two traffic lights and a corner away, just to put it into perspective. And there has been fierce fighting outside the hospital and the road leading up to the Gaddafi compound, with rocket shelling, machine gun fire, anti-aircraft guns being used. There are NATO jets flying above us, but so far we haven't heard any actual air support from them, apart from them flying sorties. But the atmosphere totally changed now. People in the hospital unable to get out, and doctors who were trying to maneuver an ambulance outside couldn't move it at all. It was far too dangerous outside the hospital. Okay, there are many injuries arriving at the hospital. Sorry, they have not come inside the hospital yet. No attacks inside the hospital, but very, very close to the hospital. And now a number of casualties. The doctors just come up and told us that there are many casualties arriving now. I'm not surprised, because there was very, very intensive firing, as I say, just a very short time ago.
You've painted a picture for us already, Alex, haven't you, of just how rudimentary conditions are inside that hospital and the shortage of essential supplies and all the rest of it. A situation you would imagine which will worsen from here on in.
Yeah, Colin, it's pretty difficult to exaggerate. The absolutely, they are on the back foot here in the hospital. They haven't got time to wash the floors. They don't have the people to wash the floors. They don't have the people to even wash the patients, the casualties who are coming in. So they're just trying to bandage them up and keep them alive, and that's it. So they're lying there in their grimy clothes, still covered in blood, sweat, and dirt, and they're just trying to keep them alive. And that is proving to be the big challenge, because they're running out of oxygen, running out of medicines. They crucially don't have the people, because the doctors, the cleaners, the anaesthetists, everyone just haven't been able to get to the hospital because of all the fierce fighting. The ones that are here, the small group of them, and last night I spoke to the sole surgeon who was here, they've been in the hospital for the past 3 days. They've been living and sleeping and just working round the clock, doing catnaps for the past 3 or 4 days, and they haven't left, and that's why they're the only ones operating. But conditions very, very difficult. No food even being delivered, no water even being delivered. We managed to find a few supplies ourselves by going out in a small lull in the fighting yesterday and just bringing back a couple of bottles of water and biscuits. But inside the hospital, if you're a patient, I just spoke to the father of a patient just a short time ago, and he says, "I still haven't seen a doctor." His son is lying there with a blown-up leg, which is obviously turning gangrenous because the smell is absolutely overwhelming, and it's bandaged up, and he still hasn't been seen. He needs an operation, and is probably going to lose that leg now. And he was talking about not being able even to get water. So conditions are pretty desperate here.